You tired of people disrespecting you? If that's the case, then this video is for you. So we're gonna just jump right into this email here. All right, so this is from Evan, and he says, "Hey John, no one has any respect for me at all." Okay. I can't respect you if you don't use paragraphs, my friend. Use paragraphs, all right? Guys, if you send me an email, use proper punctuation, grammar, paragraph. Style the email so that it looks beautiful, because I get a lot of emails. Why am I going to read your email? Well, you know, in this case, Evan got lucky, but seriously, have some respect. All right, have some respect for other people. All right. "I have never been able to defend or stand up for myself without making problems 10 times worse. Anytime I've ever been given the opportunity to stand up for myself after being disrespected, it usually results in an outcome that was 10 times worse than the initial disrespect." You know, there's a quote from Marcus Aurelius that says, how much worse are the results of anger than the anger itself, essentially. All right. So let me just start off by saying this. If you're responding to someone disrespecting you and it's making things 10 times worse, you're not responding correctly. All right. Because that's a good indicator. It should not make things 10 times worse. And also watch the words that you say, right? When you say this always happens this way, you already have a defeatist attitude. Okay. How can I even respect you? All right. If you are disrespecting yourself, okay, look what you're doing here. Okay. You've already assumed a very negative position about yourself. Let's move on. He says, "A perfect example would be a few years ago, after a party at a friend's house, I took a shower in their guest bathroom downstairs. I had just bought a new pair of pants, and being absent-minded, I'd left the coat hanger and the tags in the sink when I left. My friend absolutely blew up with rage and anger because he claimed I had destroyed his bathroom, even though he admitted to me in private message that the so-called mess I left for him to clean was the tags and pants hanger." All right. So first of all, there's more going on here, and this is not exactly what I would call disrespect. So your friend, this is not about the pants and the coat hanger and the tags. It's not about that at all. It's about something else. It's always about something else when someone blows up like that. Sometimes and often it's about them. It's some issue he was dealing with, some struggle. People do that because they're dealing with their own problems. And quite often it's about your relationship. Your relationship's already strained if someone would go off on you like that, all right? And in addition, the fact that he felt like he could talk to you like that he could blow up about you, on you like that, means that he already disrespected you. And how did you get there? You got there because you tolerated disrespect earlier. And so a lot of the problem with people disrespecting you guys, all right, with women disrespecting you, with guys disrespecting you, is that you've allowed it so far. And so when someone what happens a lot of times with the guys that I work with is that I find that they claim that someone disrespected them. When they finally hit their breaking point, when someone really crosses the line and disrespects them, but what happened was they were being disrespected long before then, right? And it's a problem at this point, because let's say in your relationship with a woman, all right, many of you guys have girlfriends or wives or whatever that disrespect you. Well, the problem is now if you come to me and you're like, "Oh, she disrespects me," we got a lot to solve, because the way to deal with disrespect is to deal with it immediately, to not ever allow someone to disrespect you, to have a higher standard for yourself. But once you've allowed it to happen, it's now really difficult to get rid of, because you have to take much more extreme measures because they're used to disrespecting you. Because when someone disrespects you, they now know where the boundary is. They now have an assessment of your value as a man, and that's what they believe about you. And for you to try and prove otherwise or try to stand your ground, a lot of times that's going to look even weaker, because they're like, "Oh, look at this guy trying, oh, he's trying to assert himself." All right. And they're going to push on you hard, and they're going to disrespect you more. So once you've already gotten to that point in a relationship, is already very far gone. A lot of times it's not even worth saving the relationship once a person is already disrespecting you in a relationship. Okay, a lot of times it's not even worth saving because the effort's not worth it. But let's move on. All right, so he says, "The anger he displayed was very public and in a rather large group chat too. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever experienced, as the anger he displayed was in accordance with someone who might have spray painted his mirror, smashed holes in his walls, or pissed on the floor." Okay. This is the most embarrassing thing you've ever experienced. Okay, one time I shat on a beach and I had to go. It was dark. It was nighttime. There was no bathrooms in sight. I just had to go. So I went. So, okay, that was more embarrassing, I would say. I probably, I mean, shit, I there's probably a ton of different things that would be more embarrassing that I've gone through in life. I can imagine that that's like, it's a problem if that's embarrassing to you. Who cares? So some guy disrespected you and yelled at you in the chat about tearing up his house, right? You could just say, all right, fuck off, buddy. Like, it's not a big deal. Calm down. Don't get your panties in a twist there, buddy. All right. You know what I mean? Like, not a big deal. Don't make it a big deal. If you make it a big deal, now it's going to become a big deal. All right. So, but I get it. I mean, I get it to some degree. I'm not just trying to make fun of you. I get what you're saying. Yeah, it sucks. I can see how you could be embarrassed, but really, not a big deal. All right. Most of the other people in the group chat had zero context to what actually happened and were left to speculate on what destruction I had allegedly caused the bathroom. When I swear to God, it was really this trivial. Okay. So then just state it. Just say, look, buddy, I messed up. All right. I fully admit I messed up. All right. I should not have left the tags and the hanger in your bathroom, but that's all I left. So I fully acknowledge that. And that's what happened. You don't need to justify it. You don't need to say in the group chat, stop making a big deal about it, whatever. You can just say that. And I acknowledge and just acknowledge what exactly happened and don't defend yourself any more than that. That would have been the best way to handle that. All right. Now, he has disrespected you, though. So we'll get to that. But let's talk about the actual issue. OK. All right. The house party was prone to having things destroyed and the cops occasionally called. I was told this was a straw that broke the camel's back as this friend of mine did put up with a lot of shit that went down in the house. Okay, so here we go. So here's what happened. This is a straw that broke the camel's back. All right, so it was other shit that other people did. And then finally, when you did that, he was like, no one respects my fucking house, right? He probably thinks no one respects me. They just fucking shit on my house, okay? He left his fucking shit in the sink after, you know, and he had a bunch of other stuff that happened, okay? So that's what the actual issue is. All right, so I confronted him and told him that I didn't appreciate being nailed to the cross for everything wrong anyone had ever done to him, and I want an apology for the embarrassment he put me through. Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's good that you confronted him, but here's the thing. You cannot demand an apology. You're not entitled to an apology. No one, you can never have expectations on people that they need to do something or behave a certain way. You can only have standards for yourself and say what you will tolerate and what you will not tolerate. Now, you confront him and you say, hey, look, buddy, look, I get it. Right? This is how you should have confronted him if you didn't. All right. Look, I get it. OK, people are like fucking up your house and shit, and you're probably at the end of your rope, like cops called, people, you know, trashing your place. I get it. I totally get it, man. I totally get it. And I fucked up. All right. I did take a shower in your downstairs bathroom, whatever. And, you know, I left the hanger in the tags. Absent-minded, I didn't mean to cause you any disrespect by doing that. It was my mistake. But look, I don't appreciate being nailed to the cross for that and for you to make a big public thing. If I messed up and you want to talk to me in private, all right, and say, hey, you screwed up here. Look, you're not respecting my shit. Totally fine. Let's settle that. But do not call me out in group chats. Don't do it. I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. And don't do it, right? That's it. That's all you got to say, okay? You don't have to say you expect apology. You don't say anything like that. Now, he can respond how he wants to. If he's like, dude, I'm going to fucking do it. I don't give a fuck. I'll, you know, whatever. Then you're like, all right, cool. And then you're done. You're done with him. When someone crosses your boundary, they refuse, that's fine. You're not upset. You're not angry at them. You're like, all right, cool. All right. If you're going to operate that way, then we can't be friends. Right? If someone's not willing to work with you, if he's like, I don't understand. I didn't. And he wants to get into discussion about it. That's fine. You can settle that and you can talk about why that was disrespectful or whatever. But that's what you do when someone disrespects you is you let them know, you tell them what the disrespect was, so that they're aware, and you tell them why you don't like that, because certain things are going to be disrespectful to other people that it might not be a big deal to someone else, all right, depending on how they perceive it. But if you perceive it as disrespect, then you need to let people know. Now, how do you handle these kind of situations? I've got a whole section in Bulldog Mindset membership talking about this. So go check it out, $7 for the first month. And you can even discuss with other people, all right? Instead of getting into this and being all dramatic about this because you blew this up into a bunch of drama, it would be better if you're in the Bulldog Mindset Facebook group or in the Discord server and you could ask people, how would you handle this? How do you perceive this? you know, maybe you could have got a response from me, or you could have jumped on the live Q&A where I answer your questions directly every single month on the stream for Bulldog Mindset members, and we could have figured out something like that. All right, so go check that out if you haven't already. But here's the thing about this whole thing, okay? You have to understand that you only have control over your standards that you have for yourself. You cannot put expectations on other people. You cannot expect him to apologize or expect him to treat you in a certain way. You can just tell someone when they disrespect you what the disrespect is and to not do it. Right? That's putting them on alert, right? If someone can choose to do something that you've said you don't like, that's it. That's how you deal with disrespect. And if they proceed and you continue the relationship, you've made a choice. You've said, I will allow you to disrespect me. That's it. Okay, so it's your fault at that point. Just so you know. All right, because we're trying to avoid this for the future. Okay, I confronted him and told him I didn't appreciate being nailed to cross. Okay, I don't want to apologize for the embarrassment he put me through. He doubled and tripled down. Yes, this is the response you should expect. He banned me from ever coming to his house again. Later, when I moved away, he removed me from the group chat altogether, saying good riddance. This was someone I considered myself to be quite close with. Apparently not. He always smiled at me when he saw me. That's kind of a weird thing to say. Okay. We talked often when I came to visit, and it was like overnight something happened and it became an insignificant piece of garbage in his life that needed disposing. Okay. So obviously there's more to this, and you know, there's a lot of drama going on here. You made a lot of drama out of this. It didn't need to be a lot of drama. Big deal. Okay. Some guy doesn't like you. All right. All right. Let's cry me a river about this. Again, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but really, some guy doesn't like you? Big. Who cares? Okay. He kicked you out of the group chat. Good. Big deal. Not a big deal. Who cares? Whatever. You know what I mean? You can't go to his house. All right. Just don't associate with him. Don't think about it. Don't give it a second thought. Never hang out with people. Never allow people to treat you the way you don't want to be treated. All right. So we talked often when we came to visit. All right. So this is just one of my stories I have. But it seems like shit like this is always a result of me standing up for myself. What should I have done? Said and done nothing, lay in a ditch somewhere and let people walk all over me. The alternative is to push back and say no and to demand to be respected, in which case my words and my actions always end up being used against me. I am the one who is made to look like the bad guy in every situation, no matter when, where, or what the circumstances are of it. Can you hear how you're talking to yourself about yourself? And then to top it all off, I get walked on regardless. Only now it's done with vengeance, because now people actually hate me because I stood up for myself. That they have a reason to destroy my life and laugh as I suffer. You're choosing to suffer. Seems no matter the path I take, the outcome, it's always the same. I lose. Only difference is the degree of humiliation and shame I have to go through as I lose. Is there any way out of this? Thanks in advance for any advice, Evan. So, okay, Evan, I don't mean to come down on you hard, but I'm going to come down on you hard, man. What a loser mentality. Listen to the way that you're talking. Victim mindset here, buddy. All right. Again, this is why Bulldog Mindset membership, if you guys haven't joined, if you feel like you've got some of the victim mindset still in you, we're going to purge that out of you. That's the goal here. I can only do so much on the YouTube channel, but go check it out. Now, here's the deal. Okay. You didn't stand up for yourself. You whined and made a big deal about something. Okay. Standing up for yourself, it doesn't look like what you guys think it does. It doesn't be like, how dare you disrespect me? You're never going to disrespect me again. It doesn't look like that. It looks like not giving a fuck. All right. And being chill and just letting people know what your boundary is. That's what it looks like. It's not this whole throwing a fit and whining about it and like demanding an apology and saying, how dare you disrespect me? That's why people don't like you, right? And also because you have the victim mindset. Look at how you're talking about yourself. I always lose. As always, this is what happens. People like to laugh and watch me suffer. They do. They do. When you act like that, they do. I'm telling you. And I'm not saying it because I'm trying to be mean or I hate you. I love you, man. I'm trying to help you. But can you see how when you're pathetic, people don't like it and they want to see you suffer more? It's just a horrible sickness within humans, but we all do it. We're like, we want to see the person who's pitiful suffer even more because they're so pathetic. So don't be pathetic. right? Instead, just don't tolerate people's bullshit by letting them know what your boundary is and then disassociate with them. If people are going to treat you bad, don't be with anyone that doesn't treat you the way you want to be treated. This is like the golden rule, all right? Especially in relationships. And so that's all you have to do. All you have to do is just make it clear what someone's doing and then tell them to stop. And if they continue, that's it. You just remove yourself from the situation. Your most powerful weapon that you have as a man is your feet. Okay, that's all you can do, because you cannot control what other people do. You cannot control what they think. You cannot control how they act. Okay, you can have standards for yourself, but not expectations on others. You can have standards that say, this is how I will be treated by people who are my friends. This is how I will be treated by a romantic relationship, by a girlfriend that I'm with. This is how I will be treated. If they're not treating me that way, then I won't be there, because that's what you have control over. You don't have control over the rest. Now, can you have a discussion with someone and explain your position and help them to understand why you don't like a thing? Sure. Or to come to an agreement of how you should treat each other? Sure, you can do those things. But ultimately, as a man, you have to put your foot down and say, look, this is where I stand. This, and you don't have to get upset. You don't have to get angry. Don't throw a fit. That makes you appear weaker. Instead, you just say it. And so you need to stop these situations from the beginning. As soon as someone disrespects you, you need to let them know. And then if they continue, then you're gone. That's it. Now, if someone wants to come back and apologize and say, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect you, which will happen when you start doing this, then you accept them with open arms. You're like, okay, that's totally fine. As long as you're playing by my rules, as long as you are meeting my standards for an acceptable friendship or how someone should treat me, then you're welcome in my life. If you won't meet those standards, I'm not angry at you. I'm not upset at you. I'm not going to throw a fit. Instead, you just can't be in my life. That's it. I'm just doing that. And I'm not doing that to try and twist you or manipulate you or try to get you. You can do it whichever way you want, because I only want you to be here if you want to be here and if you want to treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. This has to be the truth of yourself. If it's not, there's going to be a problem.